The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. By listening to Rollem Radio, you are subject to spoilers on any of the movies discussed. If you're not looking for candid reviews, take out those earbuds and tune back in when you've watched this week's film.
By listening to Rollem Radio, you are subject to spoilers on any of the movies discussed. If you're not listening or looking for candid reviews, take out those damn earbuds and tune back in when you've watched this week's film.
Welcome to Rollem Radio.
Welcome back to Rollem Radio. We're your hosts, Mia, Maggie, Rania, Emma, and Liv. Throughout today's episode, we're going to introduce you to our film of the week, picked by yours truly, and give you some thoughts and get on to the ratings. Released in 2018, mid-90s, directed by good old Jonah Hill, shocking, right? Is a film that follows the life of Stevie, a lonely 13-year-old in Los Angeles who escapes his troubled home by joining a group of older skateboarders. One day, Stevie bikes past Motor Avenue Skate Shop. He admires the group of skaters outside and returns the next day to build a charming friendship with Lita Ray, loudmouth and the aspiring film director, Fourth Grade. This film served as a passion project for Jonah Hill, who was inspired by his personal experiences growing up in LA during the mid-90s.
I'd like to also say that from here on out, we will be referring to the character of as
can I say buckshoot?
Fork shirt.
Buckshoot.
Honestly, shirt. Sure. Say whatever you'd like. So
whatever you'd like.
Doesn't have an
if you just hear a random assortment of words, fork shirt.
We're referring to Olin Prenet's character of
yeah.
Yes. All right, Emma. So where did you find this film and why do you like it?
So my best friend, who's still my best friend to this day, guys, shout out Alicia. She put me on this long, long time ago. Watch it at least once every summer, plus twice this week. So what did you guys think? Mia, I think you should go first. I read your Letterboxd review first.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I really liked it. It's funny, in the last episode, Emma said, like, Mia, you're going to love it. You're going to relate to this movie. And Liv goes, you think Mia's going to relate to mid-90s?
It's LA. Literally the only reason it's LA.
Did you relate to it?
No, not really. It was so funny, though, when Liv said it. And no, not particularly, because I'm not a 13-year-old boy who grew up in LA in the mid-90s. But irregardless, yes, I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very, very slice of life.
Isn't it great? And it's surprising that it's Jonah Hill. Like, is that not
yes.
crazy to you?
No, that's what I
don't know anything about Jonah Hill. I did not know who he was until I watched this movie.
Girl!
Mia!
You don't know who Jonah Hill
are
is?
Are you actually Mia. Joking
Mia,
right
I'm
now?
Gonna need to wrap it up. Go watch Superbad this weekend.
Go watch Wolf of
Wall Street. I'm scared. And I can't run to anyone.
Don't look up.
Sorry, guys. I have seen the movie?
Yes.
I've seen that. Girl. I don't know who Jonah Hill is until I still don't know who he is or what
so
he looks like.
He's like the president's like son. In that movie.
And then he got left
I'm
there and they went
with
to the
you,
planet.
That movie sent me into an existential
look up Jonah
crisis,
Hill.
So I blocked it out. Oh. I don't know what Jonah Hill looks like.
The meme I send with the cheetah print guy walking down the stairs.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Rania sends the one from going down the stairs all the time. I love that.
I knew it was Jonah Hill from before, but I'm like, this has to be another Jonah Hill. Like, please, mid-90s Jonah Hill.
I know.
It's not
it's
adding
so different.
Up. But then I watched it, and I'm like, no one could have written this script except Jonah Hill and named his character as that.
Yeah, I liked it. I knew about it already because my brother is a big fan of this movie. So I asked if he wanted to watch it with me because I was in London. So we watched it together. And it was definitely not what I expected.
I personally just love this movie. I watched it probably in 2019. My friend told me about it and I was like, wow. Like that was one of my first movies where I was like, this is the movie ever. You know?
Ever.
Like that. Yeah. That's
peak.
One of the good.
The movie ever.
How old were you in 2019?
Isn't it?
In 2020 18. I was 13. So I was 12.
What?
Or I was 11. 12 when I watched it.
Well,
I'm 2026
sorry, we are
19.
Freaking fossils over there.
Wow!
I was 15 in 2020.
Okay.
God. Maggie, you're like 3 years older than us.
I'm 3 months older than her. I'm not that much older than her. But I am 2 years older than you guys.
Ooh. Oh, wait, yeah, you guys are like the same age. Mia.
We're the same age, yeah.
We're the same age.
That was amazing, guys. Thank you very much. Now, let's get into our thoughts.
Now it's time for the real reviews. Welcome to Rollem Ratings.
It's time to roll up the ratings. Let's get into it. Storytelling, audio, visuals, iconography, personal beef. Who's first? Our first category is storytelling. This covers writing, pacing, plot, and character. What do we think?
All right, so I'll start us off. I actually really did enjoy this movie, and I enjoyed the storytelling throughout it. The first thing I'll say is it's extremely slice of life. It's very, very, very slice of life. Yes. And I really, I very, love a slice of life movie. I guess my only downside is I think there were a few gaps that could have been filled. I think that we could have had a little bit more depth within the character of Sonny's mom and his brother. I wanted to understand
what
making the home life as disturbing as it was. Like, there's a scene where, trigger warning, he's like low-key attempting suicide. And I thought that that was a missed opportunity to tap into, like, mental health issues, especially for, like, young boys. But overall, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Period.
Honestly, can I disagree with you, Mia?
Oh. You totally can.
I know it's not, like, from his perspective, per se, but, like, I feel like it kind of is. Like, that's what's influencing, like, what's actually being told throughout it. So it's like, he's not really focusing on that stuff. He literally just wants to skate, and he wants to be cool, and he wants to, like, have a free life, and he doesn't want to dwell, which is, I think,
no, I hear that, actually. That's actually, that's also a good point.
Expanding on what you guys said, this is the slicest of life movie I've ever seen in my life.
The slicest.
Especially because we're dropped off in the most random place ever. I'm pretty sure this film starts off with his brother abusing him, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
And
yeah.
No film starts off like that, and that's just an indication of, like, this is the slice of the person's life you're getting, and that's all you're getting. Yeah. You're not getting the background details or anything.
Yes.
That's all you're getting. More about the characters. I thought all the characters are super funny, and the dynamic between them felt really real. I was like, oh, I'm watching real friends, real friend group.
It just felt like someone brought a camcorder. Literally. To, like, a camcorder. Friends hangout in the 90s. And was like, you know what? Let's make a little, let's make a little show.
Yeah. And shout out to the character, obviously Stevie and Ray and their connection. And I felt it was so genuine. Like, the only, like, grounded relationship in this very messy relationship film. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. I wouldn't say it's my kind of movie. Like, it's not something I usually gravitate to, but I'm glad I watched it because I think that obviously, like, there's value in watching things that aren't necessarily, like, for you.
The Doom Generation.
Oh, my God.
That was a stray.
Wow, actually, that was a stray.
That was a and missile. I'm not going to catch it. That shit went right
away.
Wait
a second. But yes, no, I think that I'm very picky with it. And I also initially had an issue with, like, I thought that the acting wasn't very good, but once you explained to me that they were, like, hired people that were skaters first.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting because then you're focusing on, like, the skill and the skating part, which is honestly, like, where the heart of the movie is. Mm. And I thought they do a pretty damn good job.
Pretty damn good job.
You know what? I never thought that, though.
Like,
I
thought I'm not mad at it. They felt like real people. I didn't.
It's great. Yeah. It's great in that way. I think, I don't know, my personal favorite category is kind of like the euphoria, the waves, the mid-90s genre category where you don't have to, like,
very
mentally
very A24, very indie, very colorful,
but also, like, you don't have to focus on it that much. It was just really good, honestly. I love the characters. I love Ray. I love fourth grade girls. That's how I'd be feeling when I tell people I'm in media production. They're like, what are you going to do with your life? And I'm like, oh, I just want to make movies.
Period.
I just want to make movies.
God, I was sad when they made fun of him.
I know.
I was like, no.
What are our ratings, guys? What are we feeling?
I give it a 3.5.
Honestly, solid. I don't hate it. Mia, don't look down. What's your rating?
Half a star.
What?
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 Wait.
That's crazy.
Half a star out of five.
I'm kidding. April Fool's.
Okay. April Fool's. Not quite.
I'm going to give it a 3.7.
Yes. Okay, Ronya, what's your rating?
So I would give it a 3.75.
Girl.
Tanya. I don't know that girl name.
What are you feeling?
I love this movie. 4.2.
Clock.
Yes.
And that brings the total score for the storytelling in mid-90s to 4.
Let's move on to audiovisuals. This covers cinematography, music, costumes, and the film's general aesthetics. This is going to be the strongest one. I know it. I'm going to go first because I'm here anyways, and I love this movie so much. Starting off with the soundtrack. Do you guys know who are the masterpiece geniuses behind this?
No.
Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, a.k.a. the masterpiece geniuses behind The Challengers, The Social Network, Bones and All, Gone Girl, Waves, and Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
You know when he's starting and it's the scene of them over the building.
Yeah.
And it pans up and it's like opening a Kanye. And that's, that is 2019.
Period.
That is 2019 right there. But I think this movie's great. I think it has honestly... It's just summer. It is summer as a film. It's summer as a film. It's getting tired from the sun and wanting to go home. It's just, it's yes. such a feeling. You actually have a physical feeling to this yes. movie. Like, it's crazy.
Love it. I can carry on from
Whoa, here. Okay. Just, yeah.
This is my favorite part of the movie. I love a movie that really, like, my first thought and the first note I wrote down was that it looks like a student film. And I think, obviously, that's on purpose. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's filmed on Super 16.
It is. I looked that up.
Period. I really enjoyed the cinematography. I thought all the shots were beautiful. Like, they looked like paintings. There's one shot where they're sitting underneath a big tree. That scene is beautiful.
So gorgeous.
And I also say the reason my brother loves this movie is the soundtrack, and it kind of opened him up to like a lot of 90s rap. It was kind of funny watching it with him because he was so like into the music.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I obviously really like the grainy look of the film. Also, I really like the sets. Specifically, shout out to the, what's it, like the skateboard shop where they always hang out
yes,
at?
Yes, Motor Avenue Skate Shop. Yes. Yeah.
That was obviously the central set. One of the central sets to this movie, and it really added on to the 90s feel, and also the homes, because they were so simple, but it was such in a like very real and raw way. Also, I felt like it was so 90s, because a lot of these movies that come out nowadays, it's like set in the 90s or whatever, but it doesn't seem like authentic 90s.
It doesn't give 90s.
Yes, and then the one scene where they're skateboarding down, and so I
in the middle of the road.
I can't remember the song. It's the Mamas Bro. And the Papas song. It's like...
Each night before you go
that
to
scene,
bed.
That scene, I was like, so transported straight back in 2018. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Very nostalgic scene.
Why did everyone know the lyrics? Okay.
This is dedicated to the one I
That's
love.
That's the song. It's dedicated okay. to the one I love.
Okay, period. Oh. I'll go. I really enjoyed the visuals of this movie. I thought... you know, as someone who's been to LA and kind of, like, grew up, like, proximity to
Wait,
the
where
area,
are you from?
Like,
I forgot.
It really did look... like the way that the houses are arranged or like the apartment structure. And I was like, yeah, like that feels like, you know, LA. Like we got the palm trees, outdoor high school, Berry, California.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That is. Did you go to an outdoor high school?
I certainly did.
You're like Disney Channel
my
kid.
Yeah. One of my
Wait, staff. What would you guys do when it would rain?
That's when it would get tricky. You would have to find a teacher's classroom or you'd go underneath one of the things and everyone would complain.
It doesn't rain that much there,
But
though.
It doesn't rain that much.
It doesn't rain that much?
You don't have rain. You don't have snow. You have beautiful
That's
hot
what I'm saying.
Weather.
We all gotta
it's
go.
It's usually mostly beautiful Thank and God. There are palm trees.
That's actually like yeah. messed up.
It's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. This is like one of the most... I keep going back to this 2018 aesthetic, but like it was so of that time, and it was the perfect time for this movie to come out because it was literally exactly when that was like peaking again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was beautiful film. Though yeah, very beautiful film. The way it's shot, you're not an observer, you're in there, and that's what like mm-hmm. really I loved when I watched literally. It because I felt like I was with them, like I was yeah. on that journey with them.
Okay, what are we feeling with our generous, amazing, beautiful high scores today for this? Well, mine's 5, so let's just put that out there.
Hello.
Wow.
Are we going to get 5s across the board from you today, Emma?
Of course. If your favorite movie does yeah. not have 5s across
and
the board, then you have
that.
An issue.
I do respect that.
I think you might be the first person to pick their favorite movie to put up here, though.
That's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Guys, 4.6.
Woo!
Yes.
I love this movie. 4.8.
Oh my god! I'm so happy.
I'm gonna give it a 4.5.
And that brings the total score for the audiovisuals to a 4.6.
Now, for the trivial categories: iconography, how quotable is it, and is there an iconic character, actor, or director? How campy is it, guys? What do we think?
I'm going to start this off. For iconography, I'm going to say 90s iconography. The outfits are super for the time. Music, very good. I'm just going to say that. The aesthetics are very 90s. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
I think it's iconic. I think that once you see this movie, you'll definitely have an eye for something after this. Like specifically, like just the little things. But do you know who I need to talk about? Ruben. He's Uh-oh. Not iconic.
No.
He is not
iconic.
Save him for personal beef.
When he was...
Beef. We have
I know,
beef with Ruben.
I know, but like, he's not iconic. He is not iconic, but everyone else is, so that's fine.
Okay. The most iconic thing to this movie, for me, has nothing to do with the movie. And it's that it was an hour 25.
I have to go along with you on that one.
I will agree.
I love a short movie. It's so much more watchable. I love a short movie.
If you're able to get an idea across in under 2 hours,
props to you, Jonah Hill.
If I look and it's hour 25, there's a smile on my face. So, period.
Testament to good storytelling.
Okay, Mia. Okay. You're up. You're on a chopping block.
Uh-oh. I thought this movie was very iconic. I think it really captured the 90s aesthetic, and, you know, I would know because I was there. It was really funny. Like, there was a lot of funny quotes. There's, like, the one part where they're arguing between the cop when he's coming over the fence. Yes, he's like, you need Jesus. Yes. No, you need Jesus. I thought that was really funny.
Who was it? Forkshirt? Referred to as Cheryl Crow. That killed me.
No, it was funny. That and then there was another part where, like, the beginning, like, Ray, they're sitting there with a friend in fourth grade, and fourth grade goes, can black people? He says, careful now. So I thought it was really funny.
And then he's like, I don't know if you can say that. Right? I don't even know what you are.
Like, yeah, that was also so funny. I'm not going to lie. I spent half the time watching the movie being like, should Forksheet really be right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Me and Forksheet, I was like, he's pushing it, but I'll allow it. Yeah. Very iconic. Iconic characters. All right, let's wrap it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say something? Or? This just was iconic. Everything about it was iconic. Loki, if that was released now, actually, it would still do well. Actually, I don't know if it would.
I don't know if it would.
Post-COVID, like, no.
Post-COVID, it's tough. And everything was so to the time, but so authentically 90s at the same time. Also, freaking Ruben or whatever, like, I understood. This is going back to Emma's point, but, like, I understood why they didn't, like him that much.
Yeah, like, no I wouldn't likes like him his ball ass. No.
I wouldn't like him either. That's that.
He's so annoying. He's like that one kid that always gets, like, invited when you're little to, like, literally. Annoying as hell.
That's
annoying.
So funny and so accurate.
No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, that one random kid no one absolutely knows. Yeah. No one likes him, but they're still there. Okay. What are our ratings, guys? Okay. 5.
3.8. 3.
And don't say 2. I know you're going to say 2. I can see your lips opening to say 2.
I'm feeling particularly bitter this afternoon.
Why?
Given that last week, around this exact time, Emma Pavlovic rated my movie a 1 in the iconography category.
But there's nothing iconic about it!
Evil!
And for that reason, I will be giving this movie a 2.5.
Oh, okay, please. Like, that's not bad at all. That's not bad. I was
expecting like 0. A half star.
Yeah. Give it a 0.1.
Liv?
Iconic movie. 4.1.
Stop the count. I'm going to be above. I'm going to give it a 3.
Can you not? No, I already did the calculation.
Just leave
it. Add a 0.5 to it. Like,
why are you adding? Okay, why are you adding?
Why are you like so smart?
Because I actually did think it was iconic in a higher sense than 2.5.
So do you want me to change it or no?
Yes, 3. Okay. Thank you.
And that brings the total score for the iconography category to a 3.8.
Yes.
Yay. Whoa.
Okay, guys. Finally, the personal beef score. What just irritated the actual hell out of you? Justified or not?
I would say that my overall opinion about this movie is that it was, like, pretty good. I took a lot of umbrage with the main character of Stevie. I found him extremely annoying.
And he was how old filming this as a little baby girl?
I don't care.
Why don't you like Stevie? Because he's the best thing about this movie.
I completely disagree. I found him to be completely annoying, very self-centered.
So he's 6.
A brat. He's not 6, because not what he was doing.
Oh!
I think that if I had found him less annoying, I would have enjoyed the movie more. I also thought that the scene with Alexa Demi was super weird, and I know everyone's going to talk about it, but...
So, about that scene with the Alexa Demi, I just thought it was unrealistic. Because, please, what group of 18-year-old girls is gonna do that to a 13-year-old boy and then talk about it with her 18-year-old friends and be like, oh my god, you know what I just did?
And then them being like, yeah, girl, weird. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I did think that was weird.
From the male side, yes. Like, I can see a group of guys hyping up another guy for doing that. Even though gross, yes, but I see it happening. Mm-hmm. From the girl's perspective... That wouldn't happen.
No, I hear you.
So that was my beef with that. It was just like unrealistic.
It was unnecessary too.
Unnecessary.
It was totally unnecessary.
Yes, very. Literally.
That's why I'm like, okay, Jonah Hill, you're a little bit of a little freak there. You're
Sean
like,
Baker moment.
Yeah. Sean Baker moment.
Okay, I have 4 points of personal beef here.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Number one. I didn't dislike Stevie, but I will agree he was definitely a brat at some moments. when he was yelling at his mother,
okay, yeah, that scene
actually got so triggered. Like, that really pissed me off. I was like, I know you're not yelling at your mom right now. My second point is, Ian, please get a damn cup. Every time he whipped out that jug of juice and drank straight from the jug of juice, I nearly had an aneurysm.
That would not slide at home.
Would not slide. I was like,
I do that all the time.
Oh, a lot of toxic masculinity, which, again, that's more a thing on the characters. But I was like, damn, guys, like, it's tough. My fourth point, I have some beef with Forkshirt just because he was irritating me. He was really irritating me. Yeah. It's interesting. I guess it plays into the time period, but I feel like there's something to be said about, like, maybe some aspect of colorism. Like, he had a certain way that he was viewed as opposed to Ray, because he was definitely, like, mixed race and very, like, ambiguous. And so he was kind of, like, seen as, like, cooler or more in the limelight. And, like, I don't know. It's an interesting way to, like, examine that in the 90s. So, yeah, I had some beef. Not going to hold you.
Yep. I'm going to go because I'm here anyways and I'm speaking. So, Alexa Demi, that scene, that annoyed me. That annoyed me so much. Also, the relationship with his mom, that made me really sad.
Right.
Because I could not imagine, like, if I had a son, like, him feeling that way.
Yeah.
It just made me sad. Yeah. I don't want to say his beef as much, but it disappointed me.
No,
those
I agree.
Two things in the film. Like, it brought down my mood a bit, you know? Like, the movie's so great, you see that scene, you're like, oh, okay. Like, didn't need that, really. Like, I'm trying to, like, just listen to some nice music, watch a nice movie, and now I just see Alexa Demi touching some little boys.
Not good.
Don't like the pedophilia, all right? Don't like the pedophilia. Don't like taking Adderalls, giving them to children. Don't love that part. But yeah, honestly, everything that it was, like, kind of uncomfortable or kind of, like, annoying to me, I honestly, like, still, I wouldn't call it beef because, like, I see more how it fits within the story than, like, oh, that was annoying. Like, I would never give a kid Adderall. Well, shoot, obviously you wouldn't, you know, but it's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What do we feel like our rating should be for this category, guys? What are we feeling? I can sense a general consensus.
I'll go first. I'm going to bring it down. Yeah. Bring my ratings down a little bit. I've been given high. I'm going to give a 3.1.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okay. My review number / score is a 4.
I'm going to give it a 3.1.
Okay. God. I'm going to give it a 1.
Love it.
Whoa!
I think it's fair. I listed several points of my beef. I'm giving it a 1. I was above, and I gave my true rating in the last category. So I will give it a 1.
And that's
fair. Personal beef.
So that brings the final rating for personal beef to a 2.74.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Now, it's time for the final rating.
It's time for our final rating. What are the final scores, Rania?
It's too low, I feel like.
What is it? Okay. Just say it.
And that brings the total score for Emma's movie, mid-90s, to a 3.8.
Whoa.
That's like totally fine.
My movie got like a 3.6.
Okay, but if you think about it, how
Let's
did
check
it get a 3.8
box.
If we were all consistently giving it 4s?
It's because a personal beef.
No, because I didn't consistently give it good scores.
Okay,
it
no,
threes.
But besides you, I think everyone gave it a 4 for
so
the category.
So it averages down. That's like, I think, an accurate rating.
That definitely makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So can someone check if it has 3.8 on Letterboxd?
It has 3.8! Oh my god! Guys, I want to make it clear that every single week when we do our final ratings, it has come to our attention that our ratings are the exact same as the ratings on Letterboxd, the exact same average of ratings.
It's crazy.
Minus two.
Yeah.
Minus the first 2 weeks.
Is that not crazy?
After that, we've
is
consistently been
crazy?
Giving accurate
Radio
reviews.
We don't look
certified.
At those. We don't look
yeah.
at those. We post our reviews and that's it.
Movie
and that's why you
accurate.
Need to listen to Rollin' Radio because we have the accurate reviews. We have the real reviews.
We have the real reviews from real people.
Real people.
And that is just, that's crazy.
Yeah. We're dead on for
Isn't
this
crazy?
Episode.
Isn't that crazy?
We were dead on for day afternoon. We were 3.3 off for Doom Generation, and we were 0.2 off for What's Up, Doc.
And we were
and
dead
shape
on
of water.
For Shape of Water.
Were we dead
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
No freaking way.
Guys, all together, was it worth the watch? Yes.
Yes.
Your answer should be yes.
Great.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Yes.
Let's roll the dice and find out who's up next week. Oh, wait. We've run out of hosts. I just went. Mia, Rania, Liv, Maggie, You guys all went?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went too.
What are we going to do next week?
Oh,
is,
no.
Is this the end?
Of course not.
I guess you guys will have to figure out next week. Stay tuned to our Instagram if you want a sneak peek. Guys, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode.
Thanks, everyone, for joining in, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.